This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Maybe the cup too. That makes your drink mixes up. When you go to the checkout line with all your stuff, put in the code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. A lot of stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Payday 3 news. We have the Atari 50 expansion ads. Well, we got some Atari news. I'm reading it live, I'm sorry. And we got some NVIDIA news. But today we start with an update via Dot Esports with Dr. Disrespect, because he went up on Twitter today, since the ex-Twitch managers went up on Twitter yesterday, and he put up quite the statement. I am paraphrasing because he likes to swear. So we'll pick it up about the middle of his post here. I do not wish to take this out of context, but we might out of accident. So here's what he said. Quote, everyone has been wanting to know why I was banned from Twitch, but for reasons outside my control, I was not allowed to say anything for the last several years. Now that two former Twitch employees have publicly disclosed the accusations, I can now tell you my side of the story regarding the ban. Were there Twitch whisper messages with an individual minor back in 2017? The answer is yes. Were there real intentions behind these messages? The answer is absolutely not. There were casual, neutral conversations that sometimes lean too much in the direction of being inappropriate, but nothing more. Nothing illegal happened. No pictures were shared, no crimes were committed. I never even met the individual. I went through a lengthy aberration regarding a civil dispute with Twitch, and that case was resolved by a settlement. Let me be clear, it was not a criminal case against me, and no criminal charges have ever been brought against me. Now, from a moral standpoint, I'll absolutely take responsibility. I should have never entertained these conversations to begin with. That's on me, but that's on me as an adult, a husband and father. It should never have happened. I get it. I'm not perfect. I own my own. This was stupid. Now, with all that said, don't get it mistaken. I've seen all the remarks and labels being thrown around so loosely. Social media is a destruction zone. I am no predator or pedophile. Are you kidding me? Anyone that truly knows me knows where I stand on those things with those type of people. That's a different level of disgust that I hate even hearing about. Don't be labeling me as the worst of the worst with your exaggerations. Get out of here with that stuff. But I think I've said what I needed to say regarding the ban itself. That's it. That's why Twitch made the decision in 2020. He goes on to thank all the people that supported him. And towards the end of the post, he told the ones that were against him to, well, you have to go check out the Twitter post. It's not for the innocent. But he was removed from the Midnight Society, and all of his merchandise was removed from the Turtle Beach's website. So, what will he do now? He'll be around. In fact, he is still around. Now, the EU went after Apple yesterday. Well, being Gadget, now they're going after Microsoft, because according to the lawsuit, Microsoft violated an antitrust law by tying the Microsoft Teams to the Office 365 and the Microsoft 365 business suites. Now, last October, Microsoft did unbundle those Teams for the users just for the European Union and Switzerland. But the European Commission statement of objections did call it, quote, insufficient, end quote. So Microsoft does now face a 10% of its annual worldwide turnover, and that's if the EU confirms its preliminary findings. Now, Brad Smith, the vice chair president and president of Microsoft, did share a statement with Engadget, and he said, quote, having unbundled Teams and taken initial and proper interoperability steps, we appreciate the additional clarity provided today and will work to find solutions to address the Commission's remaining concerns. I wonder if it's going to be around 500 billion. PC Gamer did say that NVIDIA has lost $500 billion in the short-term loss in the company's value. And that was over the past 3 days. Now, they had quite the big rise over the value market, and that did make NVIDIA one of the most valuable companies in the world. But there was a correction, and that did happen over the past 3 days. So it dropped by value in a combined total of 13%, which did effectively knock over $500 billion of the stock. Now, at the end of January 2023, that kind of drop would see the company be wiped out totally. But then the market capitalization was below the 500 billion mark. So June 2024, seeing that much is wiped off the company value, probably won't be noticed because of the GPU giant today has a current market cap at $2.9 trillion. And that is considering that NVIDIA, who's over 145% this year, and over the past 12 months was up over 200% profitability. So the fall of 13% isn't a real concern for them. That is what the article is saying. Keep in mind too, we're only at the beginning of the AI age. Now, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, PlayStation 3 may be emulated, and that's what Sony is looking for, to get more games from the older consoles and bring it into PlayStation 4 and 5. And that's what one of the journalists, Jeff Grubb, was saying, because he said, quote, "It's something that I've heard has been in the works for some time. I thought it was going to get revealed earlier this year when I first heard about it. That clearly didn't happen. But that didn't mean it will never happen. Maybe it does." Now, Sony did start revealing the PlayStation 2 classics on 4 and 5 through the PlayStation Plus Premium lineup and the PlayStation Store releases. So maybe PlayStation 3 will follow up. We'll see. Now we get to some good stuff, because PC Games N did say that you can get an AMD Ryzen 7 at the lowest price you may have seen for that so far. In fact, they're saying that the AMD Ryzen 7 7700 desktop processor is at $246 on Amazon. And that's about 25% off, because the original price is $329. And the CPU had a few other moments about being discounted since the launch last year. Okay, that's a direct quote from the site. But if you want an AMD CPU, there you go. Now we get to some software. IGN said that Payday 3 is finally getting an offline mode, so they're still not happy about it. But Starbreeze Entertainment is indeed including an offline mode, but it does require an online connection to access and run the game. And they're saying, quote, "It's worse than normal." Now, Starbreeze via VG247 did say that they did address the, quote, "online-only criticisms," the "online-only" is a quote, "by adding what was dubbed the solo mode beta." Now, the mode will be updated soon, TM. It did make some legitimate offline mode at some point. At least it could. But for now, players must be connected to the internet to access it, and they won't receive any progression rewards until they connect again. And they did ask the question, when will the updates come? And right now, there is no timeline to it. Well, that's okay. Maybe you could play some Farming Simulator 2025. Yes, I said that, because the PS4blog.net did say that that game will be coming here pretty soon with all the tractors. And it'll be coming this November. November 12th, that is. So go check that out. If you don't like that, maybe you like Atari. Game Informer did say that the Atari 50th anniversary celebration, the expansion, now adds 30 more games and some new timelines this October. And the anniversary celebration expanded edition will arrive October 25th. It will be released as a DLC to the Atari 50 owners as a standalone title, both digitally and physically. And the Digital Eclipse, which Atari did acquire back in 2023, is helping out with the compilation with two new timelines. The first is the Wider World of Atari, which has 19 playable games and 8 video segments along with a topic that discussed the include of Pong creator Al Acorn, that is discussing the birth of Breakout, and the spotlight on the artist Evelyn Soto, which did help create the Fuji logo. And we'll have the first and have the deep dive in the Stern's Electronics Berserk. But the other timeline is the first console war, and that'll have 20 games to it, along with 6 video segments and focused on the rivalry between both Atari 2600 and Mattel's Intellivision, with interviews from the former Intellivision game director Don Deglow, Activision's David Crane, and Gary Kitchen, the M-Network programmer Jin Zhuzhang, sorry if I screwed that up, and I probably did, along with other people. Now, this also features the playable M-Network games, which is the Mattel-produced games for the 2600, and the rare Atari 2600 and the 5200 prototypes. Now, the 50th anniversary celebration is available for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. The standalone standard edition is $40. The physical Switch version is going to get their own steelbook version for $50, which includes some extras like Al Acorn's business card, the Atari 2600 art cards, and the miniature arcade marquee signs. Lots of stuff to it. If you like Dead by Daylight, well, you now play as Lara Croft as Survivor, and I believe she is up in there now. Nope, my bad. Dead by Daylight Tomb Raider chapter will launch on Tuesday, July 16th. But you can play as Lara Croft right now on Steam. So I was right. We end today with Pure Xbox because they have 7 Activision games that was discounted on the Xbox 360 store. That is Big League Sports, Blood Drive, Gun, Prototype, Prototype 2, The Legend of Spyro, Dawn of the Dragon, and Singularity. By the way, you want to talk about what's on sale? Amazon. And that is July 16th and 17th. That's Amazon Prime Day. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. I might be talking about some Prime Day sales. Possibly. Anyway, go play some games, people.